Okay, we need to get the Kleenex ready. Me and Betty the entire time. So, anyways, God bless everybody. Is everybody well? Doing good? Okay. All right. I'm going to say something first. Some of you people may not know what this means, but my husband always says that my mind is like an 8-track tape, and it's running on all 8 tracks all the time. Well, let me tell you, when I left there, if there's such thing as a 32-track tape, it's been going all week. So I know what he feels like now. So anyways, that was my first laborers weekend. I was extremely blessed to be there. I've been New Year's Eve rededicating myself to God every year for quite a while. And there were several things on my list that I wanted to see come to pass. So I know in my heart that I needed to be there. No. So, Ken's sharing was wonderful, but what I got out of the weekend was the pureness of everybody's hearts there to share their testimonies. There was a gentleman that was having great difficulty with his diabetes, and he had gone to the doctor. He had put on weight, and it was out of control, and they put him on medication, and then he finally said, you know, I've had enough of this. So he decided, well, I'm going to lose some weight. He lost the weight, went back to the doctor, and his blood sugar was fine. But he'd been battling. He had type 2 diabetes, and he'd been battling it for years. So it was a testimony that kind of hit my heart because of all the problems that my brother has. So anyways, it was, for me, a new opportunity to speak to my brother about healing. And the testimonies, they call them testimonies now, but when I know a lot of you remember this about the night owls that we used to have, and people used to sit around and share their hearts and the things that they had seen come to pass in their lives. And that whole weekend seemed like a night owl in a coffee house. Okay? I don't know if you remember the coffee houses where you'd have the bands and the singing and the dancing and all of that. During the praise and worship service on Sunday, okay, I got up and I stated that I felt that I had been freed from the legalism of how we were taught that we needed to believe. And it was like a complete rush that went through my entire body that I just calmed down. I don't have to know everything perfectly to speak the word. I don't have to know what to say, how to say it. All God wants us to do is speak the word. And we look at somebody, okay, we see the people to come from that one laborer. And this whole week, I have been, God is, like I said, I've been on this 32-track thing. God's just been throwing things at me all week. And my whole being has changed. Okay, my whole, how I feel, how I look, how I see things, how I see God, and I'm not all pent up anymore. So, like I said, the praise and worship service was phenomenal. I love music. I love dancing. You kids were great. You know, it was just an incredible experience. And I plan to go again in April. So I did want to read one scripture verse, Matthew 9. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That was Jesus Christ's witness. That is also our witness. And that's something that we need to do. We need to, and I'm coming from being in that place of, do I really want to speak the word to that person? Okay, our job is just to speak the word. God will, He will bring that labor to us. Verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So when we pray for laborers, we need to see that that laborer is going to bring other laborers. We need to have that as part of our vision when we're looking for laborers, when we're out there witnessing. Also, I wanted to, there's a CD. It was when Barney and Josh were in Delhi, and it's called Renewed Vision. I pulled that one out. It's March 20th, 06 CD, and I highly recommend, if anybody doesn't have this CD, to get one and to listen to it, because the word is moving. It's moving all over the world, and there's no reason why it can't move as great here as it does everywhere else. So that's all I wanted to say.